Some people never realize their dreams. Frank Lewin is lucky. He was an undergraduate in the music school at Yale University when he got the idea of turning a play by John Steinbeck into an opera. It took Lewin more than half a century to finish. By the time his opera, Burning Bright, reached the stage, he'd retired from the faculty of Yale. The opera has been released on CD. Jeff London reports that it hasn't been an easy journey for the composer.
In the 1970s, Frank Lewin was teaching music at Yale and writing an opera in his spare time, and Rinda Eckert was a voice student. Almost 20 years passed when Eckert got a call to sing in the completed work.
When he finally finished the thing, of course, I was too old for the part. I think I had to lose something like 15 pounds before I was allowed to do it.
For composer Frank Lewin, Burning Bright has been something of an obsession. He was a 25-year-old German immigrant when he saw John Steinbeck's sprawling transcendental drama in 1950.
The play had flaws, but it had one aspect of it which to me said opera, and that was the fact that Steinbeck placed each act in a different location in order to show a tradition reaching way back into antiquity.
In Greece, with wooden masks on stilted boots, we step from the fragrant groves at Epidavros.
Steinbeck's narrative is complex and filled with symbolism. Its main character obsessed with passing on his tradition by fathering a child. While the characters remain the same, each act takes place in a different locale. A circus, a farmhouse, a ship. The score Frank Lewin composed reflects that diversity. There are circus marches, folk tunes, and soaring melodies reminiscent of grand opera. With such a complicated story and so many musical styles, Lewin wanted to keep the language of his libretto simple.
Steinbeck had couched the language of the play into some epic form. He wanted to make this an everyman situation, which sounded like pseudo Hemingway and was unbelievable. So in my libretto, I went in exactly the opposite direction. I made it very colloquial.
That's right. There'll be a baby in this house, a little kid playing in the dirt, running after dogs, kicking the chickens aside to find their eggs.
Lewin began work on the libretto in 1967 while he was composing music for film, TV, and the concert hall. A decade later, he got a grant to start writing the score, but his day job as a Yale music professor prevented him from devoting much attention to Burning Bright.
I had two blocks of time in late summer and in early January when school was not in session. And those were, in some cases, infringed upon by other work I had to do.
During the 1970s, Lewin got some help in the Yale recording studio from Rinda Eckert, who has since made a name for himself in opera and contemporary music theater. Frank Lewin didn't finish Burning Bright until 1989, and Eckert stepped in again to help, recording some of the arias to raise money to stage the work.
You make a fuss and you sweet talk 'em and jolly 'em. You touch 'em where they like it. You force 'em just a little bit, and soon they get lovey, just like ya.
But it took another 4 years to present Burning Bright. Right before it opened at Yale, Lewin suffered a heart attack. He eventually recovered and hoped that opera companies would present the work, but so far only one has.
And so the idea seemed to be appropriate that if we had a good recording of the opera, that it would be an inducement to opera companies. We would have, in other words, a good demo.
Lewin received a grant to record the opera, but it didn't cover the cost of recording 76 instrumentalists, four principal singers, and a chorus in the United States. So he hired an orchestra in Bulgaria and chose to dub in the voices later. But a year before he was to go overseas, the veins in his eyes became blocked. Within a week, he was completely blind. Lewin doesn't talk very much about it, except to praise those who helped him in the recording and mixing process.
I had to rely on the availability of an assistant, since I can't see it myself. And my last assistant was a senior from the Princeton High School, a wonderful musician. We work, you know, like a team.
It took Lewin 2 years to mix down the orchestral parts before the singers came in one by one to lay down their vocal lines in the composer's home studio. Rinda Eckert, Lewin's old recording assistant at Yale, says he would have preferred to sing in the same room as the other singers and instrumentalists.
I enjoyed the recording process, nevertheless. It was in Frank's basement, and it felt a little to me like we had been in earlier times at Yale. Here it was coming full circle.
Will you not see what sun burns brighter than her love? Could you not hear her voice before the storm? Do you not feel tide that flows outside your own self, that floods and surges and demands that we obey its will?
And now, 52 years after it was initially conceived as an opera, Burning Bright has been released as a 3-CD set. Lewin says it sums up his professional life.
I was lucky enough to fix in sound what I had conceived on the page. And now it's done. It's out in the world.
Silently, ceaselessly.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in Princeton, New Jersey.